I mean, right now, our generation is in a kind of a transition between our languages of the Hmong language and the English language, or, you know, in other countries, it's always been the Hmong people who's had to learn outsiders' language to get along. It's never been someone else learning the Hmong language to get along with the Hmong people. And that, I mean, that's not just with language, that's the same thing with a lot of other aspects of the environment that we're in. Throughout Hmong history, we really haven't had a written language, and that affects our history as well, what's recorded. And only recently, the past 30, 40 years, have scholarly articles and historical records been excavated or written about the Hmong people. And a lot of that is through other language systems as well. Even what we use right now in general, the Romanized phonic alphabet to write Hmong, to read Hmong. Again, that's adapting other, you know, another system to our language. And there's been quite a fair amount of written languages invented or, you know, deciphered, or there's quite a lot of stories, mythical stories about how language comes through. And there's quite a fair few, probably about 10, to be honest. I use quite a variety of the systems in the works here to kind of play with that idea of a multiplicity of languages and adapting from one to the other. And for me, that's more of a strength that can be imbued within our personal identity and cultural identity, the ability to be able to jump between systems.